going out of it, and it's probably going to stay the same size and hasn't gotten any bigger, right?
Yeah. Today at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Moffitt Cancer rolled out the Mole Patrol, as they like to call it. They offer free skin cancer screenings to anyone, whether you have a particular concern or not.
An exam of visible skin only, no biopsies, it's a visual screening only.
Lois Rendina is the Mole Patrol coordinator. She and a team of doctors and volunteers can be found at multiple locations throughout the year.
Tap section here, and then the doctor will fill out this part.
Okay, thank you.
There you are.
The screening involves nothing more than filling out a simple form and letting a doctor take a look. Rendina says prevention is the best treatment.
Skin cancer is highly curable if it's caught early. And skin cancer rates, especially in Florida, are going up. Melanoma rates are going up. And melanoma being the deadly form of skin cancer, it's crucial that it be caught early. Even melanoma has a very high cure rate if it is caught early. Once it metastasizes, it's a whole different story.
Military spouse Patty Steinowitz says she got the okay from the skin cancer doctors.
We were in the sun a lot. We've got a boat in Florida, so even though we look good, it never hurts to have someone else look at your body.
Mole Patrol doctor Diana Stevend says they usually don't see many issues when they attend fairs at locations like MacDill.
I think it also depends on what kind of population that we're seeing. Like if we're going to go to a particular place that's underserved, you might find something that is more concerning or malignant than a place where the population like here might get regular medical care.
The Mole Patrol is on base as part of MacDill's annual health expo. It offered medical advice from pretty much every spectrum of the medical field.
And really what we take care of at the wound center, I could make the pictures a whole lot grosser than these. I think it's really ugly, but I didn't want to be that gross here.
Judy Simpson runs Memorial Hospital's wound center booth. Judy points to a board full of pictures of body parts missing patches of skin.
We take care of patients that look like this and worse. Those are pretty mild pictures. But today we're focusing on prevention and protection of the skin so that you don't end up with a skin cancer and possibly need us for worse things.
She claims they aren't gruesome, but it's not for the squeamish. The pictures show everything from head to toe.
We see quite a bit of patients, and it seems more recently, whether it's on their leg, a lot on the head and face. And it can be really debilitating. That's why it's really a soapbox, because I see these very nice people coming in with parts of their face gone.
However, Judy Simpson and Lois Rendina remind people simple measures can help keep the body's biggest organ healthy.
Really protect your skin. Places that people forget are like the tops of their ears, tip of their nose, top of, for men more so than women, but top of the head. We've taken care of some pretty ugly cancers in some veterans, you know, on the top of the head.
You need to be wearing broad brim hat to protect your scalp. You also need UV protective sunglasses to protect your eyes from the sun. The sunscreen you use, we recommend, should be 30 to 50 SPF, but most importantly, it needs to say that it's broad spectrum. It has to protect against both UVA and UVB rays.